This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina, more specifically of Mitchell and Yancey Counties, North Carolina. Barbara, welcome to our program. I got to thinking, well, first of all, we should tell you that the purpose of Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina is to promote crafts and artisans and the heritage of our mountains. We see these quilt blocks all around, on barns, on businesses, all across Mitchell and Yancey counties. And I got to thinking, how much time is put into each of these blocks? Tell us about that.
Well, a lot of time is put into these blocks. I'll give you a little bit of the sequence and the way things happen. The shop students at Mitchell High School and Mountain Heritage High School are building the blocks for us. And after the blocks are built, then the high school students, there's another group of high school students in the SOAR program, the S-O-A-R program, and they are then puttying the screw holes and the edges of the blocks, and then they are painting, they're priming the blocks for us, and then they're painting the edges black. And then after that happens, then the volunteers who are painting the blocks come in and start painting. The blocks get drafted first, and then the volunteers start painting the blocks.
And you need lots of volunteers for painting.
Yeah, we do, because we've got 70 blocks in the hopper right now, and it takes a good 2 to 3 weeks to paint a block. And so we need people to help paint these blocks so that we can get still more of them up.
Barbara, you've got a Mitchell County story for us today, right?
I do. I brought in a story today about the antique tulip block. The Quilt Trails Project was officially launched in Mitchell County on Friday, May the 11th, 2007, with the hanging of the first quilt block at Anita's Atelier in Bakersville. Anita Connolly is the owner of Anita's Atelier, and it's an antique shop and art gallery, and Anita painted the block. The building on which the block hangs began its life as a drugstore, and many in the community still talk fondly of the soda fountain where people would gather to hear the community news. Local Colors Weavers occupied the building before Anita bought it and moved in with her paintings and antiques. Anita, along with David Trofia and John Lara, who own Crimson Laurel Gallery next door, helped establish the Bakersville Creek Walk, which is an art celebration held every September in Bakersville. The block, called Antique Shop Tulip, is very similar to the Carolina Lily block, but it has an extra band of color across the bottom, which makes it a different block. And that difference, the differences in some of these blocks are sometimes quite subtle and very small, but there are thousands of quilt blocks, and we are always looking for just the right block to help trigger somebody's story. And I want people to understand that these quilt blocks really are serving as memory triggers. And if you've got a special memory or a special person that you want to honor or some event that you want to make sure is remembered, putting up a quilt block and linking it to that is really a great way to tell your story and to honor somebody.
Every time you see that block, you think of that memory.
That's right, you do. And it's really a great and meaningful way to preserve a memory.
Okay, Barbara, I've got a memory. Tell me how I connect with you.
You would do one of two things. You can call me at 682-7331, or you can go to our website, which is quilttrailswnc.org, and download an application. And just fill out that application and mail it in. And it's a two-page application. And on the second page, there's a space for you to write out a little bit of your story. And that will help us then research the database and find help you find a block that will serve as the memory trigger.
One of the things I always think about our history, without history, in our mind especially, there's not a lot for us, because that's what we kind of live on, the things we've done in the past. And if there's a special moment, special event, special business, special family member, this is a terrific way to honor that person or that event. Thanks for talking with us, Barbara Webster with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.